Begin the current daf, Masech Shavuos, daf Yud Dal. Begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion for the previous daf, and that is we had quoted the halacha in our Mishnah that said that Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, regarding all the other averus that a person does, not specifically regarding the topic that we're discussing in our Mishnah of Yediyas HaTumah, but regarding all other things, everyone, including Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, they all get atonement by the Sar Lazazel, that which is sent away and thrown off the cliff. That our Gemara said, that's like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Shimon, because the Gemara quotes a brisa machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding what do the Kohanim, in contrast to the Israelim, get their atonement for. Rabbi Yehuda says, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that no, actually the atonement for the Kohanim is totally independent from that of the Israelim. They don't get even the atonement of the Azazel, and they get that only with the power of the Kohen Gadol, as actually we're going to see later on. Now, with that, the Gemara introduced a brisa and asked, who's the brisa? Like the Gemara thought it has to be like Reb Shimon, and that the Gemara says, no, it could even be like Reb Yehuda. Now, one of the things that the brisa said was a halacha that everyone agrees to. It says in the pasuk, "Biyikur b'shachet es seir ha-chatas asher la'am," that the Kohen Gadol slaughters the he-goat of the chatas, which is for the people, which the brisa said, "She'en ha-kahan miskaprim boy," where it says asher la'am, which the Sar HaNasa b'fnim, that's the atonement that's only for the Jewish people, but not for the Kohanim. That's how Gemara continues and asks, "V'hai asher la'am l'hachi hu de'asa?" Is that what the words for the people coming to teach us that, and not for the other Kohanim, that they don't get the atonement of, which the case of the Sar HaNasa b'fnim is for when there was yedi b'tchila but no yedi b'saif? But ask the Gemara, how could that be used to exclude the Kohanim from that kapara? Hai mi ba'ile, but you need the words of the pasuk for something else. The Kamarachmana Midam Lahav, that the Torah is saying that the ones who have to finance the carbon, because the word La'am could be by the people, for the people, it's telling you that it has to be from the funds of the Tzibur and not from the funds of the Kohen Gadol. Now the reason for that is because since the other carbon that's brought inside the Kodesh HaKadosh from the par, it's brought from his own funds, so that's what the Pasuk had to tell us, that by the he-goat for the Jewish people, that comes from the funds of the Jewish people. So that's where the words Asher La'am is coming to teach us, that they have to pay for it, but that's by the people, but not that it's only for the people, it's actually also for the Kohanim too. How do you see to exclude the Kohanim from this, that you have to say that they're going to get it from the par of the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara, that other halacha we learn out that it should be from the assembly of the Jewish people, that's where we know that they finance it, that they fund it. This that it says Asher La'am, that's extra to teach us that we're excluding Kohanim from that atonement. Still the Gemara asks, so that explains Asher La'am, where the Brayse said that that's only telling us it's for the people and not for the Kohanim. Additionally, the Brayse said that it says when the Kohen Gadol brings his power, the other carbon that's brought inside, it says Asher Lo, which the Brayse had said, oh, which says only for him, but not that anyone else could get atonement with that. And that's why the Brayse had to bring a different pasuk to show that the Kohanim are going to be included in that atonement, because Asher Lo sounds like it's only for him and not for anyone else, even the other Kohanim. That is the Gemara. That's what the word Asher Lo is telling, is that it's only for him and not for the other Kohanim. And that's why we have to bring Beis Aaron to show that they're included. But you needed to teach a similar as the previous question. Not that it's only for him, but that it's by him, that he has to be the one who finances it. Like at the time, like learn the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Lo. And it says it 3 times in the parish over there by the power that the Kohen Gadol brings. What does it mean, Asher Lo? That teaches you, Mishalayhu maybe, that he has to bring from his own funds. Ve'ini maybe, Mishal Tzibi can't buy the par, the Hanasa Bifnim, from the funds of the people. Now, and especially since it's an atonement for him. Now, Yachalo Yovi Mishal Tzibi, so you would think, okay, he's not allowed to, he's not supposed to bring it from the Tzibi. She'ina Tzibi Miskapim Boy, because they don't get atonement from it, only he gets atonement. Avo Yovi Mishalach Vakahanim, but that he could get the funds. He could go fund it from his brothers, the Kohanim, Sha'ach v'Kohanim Miskapim, because the rest of the Kohanim also get atonement with his power. Tamalema, that's what it says in the Pasuk of Meyikra Asher Loi. It says it a second time, no, from his own. Again, continues the Brisa. But Yochel Loi Yavi, so you would think, okay, he's not supposed to bring it from them. But Vimhevi Kasha, but if he does get it funded from them, then it's still going to be valid. Tamalema Shuv, that's what it says a third time, Asher Loi, that from his Hakasav Shana Lov La'akav, the pasuk repeats it those times to tell you that no, it's withholding the validity. If he's not going to bring it from his own funds, it's not going to be kasher. So you see that Asher Loi doesn't mean that it's only for him, that it's by him. So where do we see from this to exclude the other kahanim that we have to include it from other sources? Says the Gemara, Tani Hachi Kokashli. What the Tana, the Brace of the previous Dab, was bothered by when he was saying, in his words, he was saying that, oh, you would think that the Kahanim are not going to get atonement with the power of Aaron of the Kohen Gadol, because it really says Asher Loi. What does that mean? But Asher Loi doesn't mean for him, it means by him. Yeah. Because it's not bought from the Kahanim. And they don't have any loss of money in financing that carbon. So that's what the Talmud was saying. That's what maybe we would have thought, that they don't get a tum with it. Why? Because Maishna b'da'am, why is it any different by that of the people, of the Jewish people, the Saranas b'fnim? Why is it deloy mechaper that they can do not get a tum with it? As we had learned, because it says asher la'am, which is extra, because it tells you deloy chachasri b'meimayna, because they don't have any loss of money, because it's not bought from their own funds. Because it says that it's bought by the people, therefore it's only for the people. But the Aaron Namer lekachasu b'memayna. That's so we would have thought the same things also by the Kohen Gadol. It's also only by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore maybe it would only be for the Kohen Gadol. That's why v'kamar kul on kruim beis. That's why the Tana the Brayse had to bring, but they're included because it says v'chiba ba'doy v'ad beisai, and beis Aaron includes all the kahanim, and that's why they include in that atonement. So now the Gemara concludes this discussion of the machlekes of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in the previous daf by asking as follows. Bishlam of Reb Shimon, we could understand according to Reb Shimon where he had said that the Kahanim don't get any atonement with the Jewish people. Not the Sarnas Bifnim, not the Sarnas Bechutz. They don't get any atonement from the Jewish people, and all the atonements have to be coming from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So we understand, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Treviduyan, it says two confessions that the Kohen Gadol does on his power. Besides the Matan Damim, the Zrikas of the Dam, that's done in the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Heichel. So the reason why you need to have and you find two Viduyim is because it says actually two times, V'chibra Ba'adai V'ad Beisai, which the Gemara in Yuman Daf Lamed Vav Beis explains, that what type of atonement is he doing? It's an atonement of confession, because if one looks at the Pasuk's chronology, the power wasn't even slaughtered yet. So how's the atoning two times already before it's even slaughtered? Usually atonement was the throwing of the blood, because those are two times he does confession. And besides that, there's also Vedama Par. There's also the throwing of the blood of the par, which are three different atonements. Two confessions and the throwing of the blood, which is to atone for the three sins that Kahanim have to be atoned for with this par, which correlate to the three sins that the Jewish people get atonement with the three different types of he-goats that they bring, which are Chad Keneged Saranas Bifnim. One of the three atonements that are becoming with this power correlates to the he-goat that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which, as we've been teaching in the previous daf, missed to suspend when that there was an awareness beforehand and then a lapse and no awareness at the end. V'chad Keneged Saranas Bechutz, and one correlating to the he-goat that's brought on the outside, not to be confused with the Sar Lazazel, which is the Kabbah Musaf that's brought outside, which atones for when there was no Yidi at the end, but there was Yidi at the there was no Yidi in the beginning, but there was Yidi at the end. And V'chad, Keneged Sar Meshlecha, one, which correlates to what the Jewish people bring, a Higot, which is sent away, which is thrown off the cliff, the Azazel, which that atones for all other sins. And that makes sense, why there has to be three, because according to Reb Shimon, they kind of don't get anything from the Israel, and they have to have all those three categories. But Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he's the Tana of our Mishnah, which we explained according to him, that the Jewish, that the Kanem and the Kohen Mashuach, they all get atonement regarding Shar Veiris from the Sar Lazazel. So Trevi doing Vedama Par Lamali. Why do we need to have two confessions and the blood of the Par? Bechad Vidui Vedama Sagi would be enough with one confession and just the throwing of the blood. Because one would correlate to the Sar HaPnim, and one would correlate to the Sar HaChitzen. In contrast, the Sar that's HaMishtalech LaZazel, that they don't need to correlate, because that he says that they do get, the Kahanim and the Kohen Mashuach, the Kohen Gadol, get atonement with the Sar LaZazel with them. So why does it have to be three? Says the Gemara, Echad Loi Ve'Echad LaBeisai. You're right, the two confessions actually doing the same thing. But the first one is for himself, and one is for his household, meaning the rest of the Kahanim. Kedatana b'Rabbi Shmuel, like was taught in the Brisa of Yishuv b'Rabbi Shmuel. Kachi midas adin ha'heges, that's the appropriate way to do it. Mutav yavi zakai v'chapa l'chayev, better that let there be someone who's already meritorious, the Kohen Gadol, who already get cleansed, and then let him atone for those who are still guilty, the rest of his brothers, the Kohanim. And don't let someone who's guilty come and try to atone for others who are guilty. That's why he first does a confession for himself and his immediate family. Then once he becomes Zakai, because he already confessed, then he confesses on himself and on his brothers, the Kohanim. But the truth is, they're both for that atonement of the confession is for both the same thing, which is one. And then there's the one of the Bdam, which again correlates to Sar Nasa B'Finim and Sar Nasa B'Chutz. But for all Shar Averes, you're right, according to Behuda, they're all included in the Sar LaZazel. Hanloch Shvur Shtayim, which I return to the first Perek Masechta Shvuos, Perek Shvur Shtayim. And with that, we begin the second Perek, which continues in the theme and actually expounds upon this halacha that we've been talking about in this Perek, which the first two parakim talk about, Yediyas HaTumah, which was the halacha in the opening Mishnah on Daf Beis, the awareness of regards to Tumah, which as we said, we already explained this in the opening Mishnah of the first Perek, are Shtayim Shein Arba, which they are two, which turn out to be four. Meaning, in the Torah in Perek, in Sefer V'Yikra, it says, two types of halachas regarding the carbon oil b'yorid of Tumah. It says in the Pasuk, V'nele mimena b'hu tameh, if it was a lapse of awareness, and he was tameh, which sounds like that he forgot that he was tameh. And in that lapse of awareness, he either ate kachim, which is one, or he went into the base of Migdash, which that's two. So therefore, he's only going to be liable only if he knew beforehand that he was tameh, and then he forgot that he was tameh, and in that lapse of awareness, he went and ate kodesh, or he went to the Migdash. That's why we're calling it Yediyas, because he has to know beforehand and then lapse and then know about it afterwards. Those are the two things that are mentioned in the Torah. Which on that we say, Shehein Arba, which we include from the Pasuk, because it says two times extra words, Venelam, Venelam, which teaches us another two liabilities, which is that he doesn't forget that he's Tamei, but he forgets either that this is Kodesh, or he forgets that this is the Mikdash, but he recalls that he's Tamei. So it's regarding those four cases, those four categories, that a person is going to be liable if he does that, which is forbidden to make kaidish or mikdash tameh, he's going to be chayav a carbon oil b'yarid, which again we said is correlated to the amount of money that a person has available. So the Mishnah explains these four categories. Nitma v'yada. If a person became tameh, and he knew that he was tameh, either at the time that he became tameh or at a later point in time, but then v'nelma mimen ha'tumah, then he forgot that he was tameh, but v'zachar es ha-kodesh, but he always knew that this was something that's a kodshim. Or nele mimenu ha-kodesh, v'zachar es ha-tumah. He forgot that this is a carbon, but he always knew that he was tamei. Or, obviously, nele mimenu zeh v'zeh. He forgot that actually that he was tamei and that this is a carbon. V'achal es ha-kodesh v'lo yada, and he ate the carbon at a time when he didn't know that he was doing anything wrong, which we call that halama. But once he ate it, he did know. So that's going to be a liability of Eilav Yared, which we just spoke about two of the cases over here, which is either a Helam Kaidish or Helam Toma. Another case, Nitma V'yada, which are the last two categories. He became Tummy and he knew that it was Tummy. But V'nelmim in the Tummy, he forgot that it was Tummy. V'zachar Es HaMikdash, and no longer he knew that this was the base of Mikdash. Or Nelmim in the Mikdash, V'zachar Es HaToma. He forgot that this was the Mikdash, and he always knew that he was Tamei. Or, Alachas Kama V'Kama, Nel Memen Azeh B'Zeh, he forgot that he was Tamei, and he forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, V'Nichnas L'Mikdash of L'Yod, he went to the Beis HaMikdash, and he did not know at the time that he was doing anything, or he didn't know that he was Tamei, or he didn't know that it was the Mikdash, or he didn't know either one of them. U'Mishayotzeh, but when he came out, he realized, oy, I was Tamei, and I went to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the liability of a carbon oil b'yared. Those are the four categories that we describe. Are shtayim shen arba. There's two that are written in the Torah, which is when he forgets that he's tamei and he remembers that this is the kodesh or this is the mikdash. Or there's an extra two that added on, which are the halamas of kodesh or the halamas of mikdash. Continues the Mishnah. This halacha applies of when we're talking about the Yediyas HaTumah, the person forgets, he knew, he forgot, then he remembers, regarding going into the Mikdash, is Echad HaNichnas L'Azar, whether if someone goes into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, V'Echad HaNichnas L'Taysefes Azar, and this even includes, even if it goes into the add-on part of the courtyard, which was added on at a later point in time, which the Mishnah explains that the reason why that there has the initial sanctity, even though it was added on at a later point in time, because we're not allowed to add on to the city of Yerushalayim, and onto the courtyard, Ela b'melech, only with the consent of the king, which all these halachas are learned from Sukkim and the Gemara, the Navi with a prophet, the Urim Tumim, which is the name of Hashem inside the Cheshen, which is consulted by the Kohen Gadol, and it lights up on the stones of the Cheshen, the Sanhedrin Shel Shem Ve'echad, with the agreement of the High Court of 71 judges, Ubishtei Toides, which Gemara explains doesn't mean two Karbanos Toides, it rather means the two breads of the Karban Toida, which are carried around the perimeter, Ubishir, and with song, which Gemara will explain what it is, which the Mishnah explains, Ubez Mahalchen, the court goes, V'shtei Toides Achrein, and the two loaves of the Karban Toida are after them, V'chal Yisrael Achrein, and all the Jewish people are after them. Now, as the Mishnah continues in Amud Beis, regarding these two breads that are carried, Hapanimis, the inner one, which the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean, the inner bread and the outer bread, that one is Necheles, is consumed, is eaten, V'chetzen, Nisrafes, and the outer one is burnt, which the Gemara is also going to explain what does it mean, eaten and burnt. Continues the Mishnah, but b'chol shalei nasa b'chol elu, any add-on to the city or to the Yazar that's not done with all these criterion that we just mentioned, ha-nichnas l'sham in chayv alev, if someone goes into that part of the Yazar, he's not going to be liable for this halacha of karban el b'yared, for going in the state of tumen to this add-on part which wasn't done with all these criterion. Moreover, continues the Mishnah, it's not only if he's tumen and he goes into the Yazar. Let's say nitma ba'azar, in the courtyard he became tumen, and he knew that he was tumen. But v'nelma memena tumah, then he forgot. He had this lapse of awareness, forgot that it was tamei. But v'zach es mikdash, he knew that he's in the temple. Or nelma memena mikdash, v'zach tumah. He forgot that he's in the temple, but he knew that it was tamei. Or nelma memena zevzeh, he forgot that he's tamei and he forgot that he's in the mikdash. And v'hishtachva, in that lapse of awareness, he bowed down. Or he delayed the amount of time that it takes to bow down, which the Gemara is going to explain what is that shear, what's that measurement. He was leaving, but he left the long way where there was a shorter way out of the base of Migdash to go out. Any one of these things, if he does this chayiv, he's going to be liable, even if he did not initially delay, like in the last case where he's headed out right away, but he took the long route instead of the short route, he's going to be chayiv. Now, all these measurements are halacha l'moshe m'sinai for someone who becomes tummy in the courtyard. But let's say b'ktzara, as the moment he becomes tummy, he quickly dashes out, goes out the short way. Pater, in that situation, is going to be exempt, where if additionally he didn't bow down, and he didn't delay at all, he just went straight out the short way. Says the Mishnah, Zuhi, this situation where a person becomes tummy inside the courtyard, is a mitzvah cessation of the mikdash. It's a positive commandment that applies to the temple, where there's a positive commandment that it says, V'yishalchum manamach, like it says, Maminma perakei, that you have to send them out of the camp, and anyone that's v'chol tamid l'nefesh, anyone who becomes tamei from a dead person, he has to quickly go out of the base of mikdash. Where she'en chayav n'alaha, where if let's say the bezdin had set up psak halacha that he doesn't have to erroneously, where they always then, and the Jewish people listen, then they have to bring a par helam davar. For this Avera of passing the wrong, they don't have to bring a par helm dub. And so too, the Kohen Gadol, he has the par Kohen Mashiach, when he makes a psak and it does it erroneously, has to bring, as the Gemara is going to explain, this mitzvah sasei, if it was passing wrong, they do not have to bring their carbon. Now, once we mention the Mishnah Masechtas Harias of Chesem Abeis, the contrast of these two halachas that the Mishnah is about to say, where it says that you're not chayiv on the asay of the mikdash, for par helm davar or par kohen mashiach, but they are chayiv regarding an assay of nida, which I'm going to explain what's the correlation between the halacha of leaving the base of mikdash when you're tamei and the mitzvah of not having relations with a nida. But that's what the Mishnah contrasts. So therefore, our Mishnah says, once we're mentioning that this mitzvah assay that we're talking about, when someone becomes tamei, that he has to leave, and if he doesn't, then that's a violation. And regarding the psak of the bezdin, that if they erroneously pask into that one, they don't have to bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. In contrast, by the case of nida, that they do have to. So therefore, our Mishnah explains, ve'ezehi mitzvah saseh shebenida shechayom nalam. What is the positive commandment relating in nida that they would have to bring a par helm davar shel tzibur, or the Kohen Gadol himself, par Kohen Mashiach, if he made a psak wrong and he violated with nida, what is the positive commandment that applies over there that there would be a liability? Is in the following case. If he was having relations with a woman that was tahar, which is really the same type of thing of the positive commandment in the Beis HaMikdash, where both of them are coming in contact with Tumah when they had come in a permitted fashion, where this person came in with the woman in the permitted way, and so too this person came in with the Azar in the permitted way, they were all tar. Then the same thing happened to both of them. V'amar leidnit meisi, then she says, I am Tumah right now, she's menstruating, she realized she's Tumah, where a person can't have relations with a nida, and a person can't be in the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. Upirish miyad, and then the man having relations with her removed himself immediately with an erect organ, with kashya eva, chayiv, he's going to be liable. Why? Isn't he doing the right thing? He's leaving. Because his leaving is as pleasurable to him as coming in. Because since it's erect, leaving, that's also a pleasurable type of activity. Rather, the halacha requires that he has to stay there without what's called threshing, without doing anything, until the organ, so to speak, dies and still it loses its erection. And then he leaves, he separates without erection. That is the positive commandment, to do that in that situation, as the Gemara is going to learn this out. That's the positive commandment. If the Beis Din had paskin that he should leave right away and they made a mistake, regarding that, they are going to be chai parm help devashat sibish. Although it's very similar to the case of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to be chayiv. In the case of Nida, they are going to be chayiv. Now, the Tanna Kamma had said that the Yediyas HaTumah is shtayim shen arba. On that, the Mishnah brings that it's actually machlekes. Rabbi Yezim, he says, the pasuk of the Yikra says, Hasheretz, which actually the words are, Oy benivlas sheretz tummy, or if someone came in contact with a dead carcass of a tummy sheretz, v'nelememenu, and he had this lapse of awareness, the halacha of Yediyas HaTumah. So on that, says Rabbi Yezim, Al-Helem Sheretz Chayiv. You see that it's only regarding the lapse of awareness of the Tumah, the Ein Chayiv Al-Helem Mikdash, but he's not liable if he had the lapse of awareness of the Beis HaMikdash. So he disagrees with the halacha of that Shehin Arba, where the Tanna Kamma was saying that it's not just if he forgets about the Tumah in the context of Mikdash or Kodesh, but rather even if he forgets about the Mikdash or Kodesh, but as the disagrees, says, no, the Pasuk says, Hasheretz V'Nel Meno, only if the lapse is on the Tumah. Regarding Mikdash and Kodesh, that he disagrees regarding the Hel HaMikdash. Now, Rabbi Akiva Aymer, he says, and the Gemara is going to explain what's exactly, how is he saying different than Rabbi Eliezer, seems to be saying the same thing. He says, it says, that he has this lapse of awareness and that he's Tameh, which again teaches, Al Helam Tumah Chayv, it's only regarding the lapse of awareness that he forgets that he's Tameh. Ve'in Chayv, Al Helam Mikdash, but he's not liable if, let's say, he forgets that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, that does not qualify for the Aloch of Yediyah Halama Yediyah, has to be a Halama on Tumah. And therefore, it's similar to like Rebbe Eliezer, it's only going to be for the halomas of Tumah, not of the Mikdash or Kodesh. Now, Shmuel Amar, and he sounds like the Tanna Kamma, so it sounds like really two against two, he says, V'nelem, V'nelem shtei pam. It says two times in those two psukim that he had a lapse of awareness, he had a lapse of awareness. Which he says, that includes the Shtayim Shen Arba, L'chayv al helam Tumah v'al helam Mikdash, which tells us we already know helam Tumah for the Pasuk. What's this extra v'nelem v'nelem? To say that the Shehin Arba, there's two more being included, which is not only if he forgets the Tumah and he eats Kodesh, or that he forgets Tumah and he goes into the Mikdash, but added on is also if he remembers that he's Tumah. But if he gets that there's the Kodesh, or if he gets that there's the Mikdash, is also going to be included in the Halacha of Karban Oil V'yard. Now the Gemara, however, asks on the opening words of the Tana of our Mishnah, Amar Papa La'abaya, Shtayim Shein Arba? Is this really two that's four? Shtayim Shein Sheish Havi, and it's really two that's six. Why? Because you have Yediyas HaTumah Tchila B'Saif. You have two awarenesses that apply regarding Tumah. I mean, the guy knew that he's Tameh, and he forgets that he's Tameh, and then he remembers that he's Tameh. You have Yediyas HaKodesh Tchila B'Saif. You have where the guy knows that this is a carbon, he forgets it's a carbon, and he remembers that it's a carbon. That's four. And you have Yediyas Mikdash Tchil B'Saif. Then you have the guy knew this is the Beis HaMikdash, he forgets the Beis HaMikdash, and remembers the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, those are six, those are three variables, which each one has to have a Yediyah in the beginning, Yediyah in the end. It ends up being, we're talking about six Yediyahs. Why say that it's four? That asks the Gemara back to, Abai asks back to Rapapa, what do you mean, Al-Tamech, according to your reasoning, the way you're understanding, what does it mean when we're talking about Yediyahs, that it means the initial and the end Yediyahs, Tamni Havin. It's not just two that's four, it should be two that's eight. Because, says Abai, I'll tell you as follows. Do ikka Tumah de Kodesh, the Tumah de Mikdash, Tchila B'Saif. Why are you counting the two of Kodesh, two of Mikdash, and two of Tumah? Tumah itself is he forgets that he's tamei in regards to kaddish, and that he forgets that he's tamei in regards to mikdash. That's actually not one of tuma. That's actually two of tuma times two, which therefore shouldn't just be six. It should be eight. Oh, which Rav Papa says no, halekasha. That's not difficult because shem tuma achasi. Ultimately, the tuma that he knows he becomes tuma and he forgets, and then he remembers the tuma is one. So, yeah, it'll just be relative to Kaddish and to Mikdash, but it's still one. But Mekam Mokam Shis happened, so there was not eight. But still, Rav Papa says, my question is still difficult. It still should be six, not four. Because you have the two of Tumah, two of Mikdash, two of Kaddish. On that, Rav Papa answers his own question. He says, Lo'ilam Tamni Haven. Truth is, he says to Abaya, this that you told me should be eight, I agree with you, and that's actually going to answer my question. Why? Because you have the eight that you described, which are Tumah in regards to Kaddish and Tumah in regards to Mikdash. But Arba Kamaisa, the first four Yediyahs, where the guy initially knows, and then we say he forgets, he has a lama, and then he knows the end. The first four, the Leimaisa Lidei Karban, that doesn't bring him to a liability of Karban, because we said it's not enough to know in the beginning, because since you have the lapse of awareness, you have to know at the end too. If you don't have the Yediyah at the end, you're not Chayav the Karban El Biyarid. So Lo Kachashiv, therefore those are not the four that's counted. Arba Basraisa, regarding the last Yediyahs, which those let a person know that he sinned, the meisin lil de carbon, those ideas are what bring him to the liability of the carbon, that's kachashim, that's what we're counting, and therefore ends up being four. The last ideas are going to be four. When he finds out that he's tamei in regards to kaddish, when he finds out that he was tamei in regards to mikdash, when he finds out that it was really the kaddish, when he finds out the mikdash, those are the four that we're counting. Or veikadami, those that say that Amr Papa says the opposite. Says, he answered Abaye, lo'ilim tamni haven, you're right, really it's eight, but that's going to answer my question. Because Arvaba Kamaisa, the first Yediyas, the first four, the Yediyas Shabbatchila, the last Nubachala Terakula, which that doesn't apply generally for Rechiv Karban regarding all other Averis in the Torah. For example, if let's say someone eats forbidden fats, Chaylev, by mistake, even if he didn't know ever that this was a piece of forbidden fats, that it was Chaylev, but once he realized that he ate Chaylev, he's Chayev in the Karban. That's a Chiddush here by Karban Oil Vayar, of Yediyas Atuma, that you have to know before and then forget and then know. So regarding those first four, which are generally not applicable, it's a chiddush. So kachashim, those are the ones we're counting because that's a unique chiddush to yediyas atumah. In contrast, arba basraisa, the last four, meaning the yediyas at the end, the isnu b'chalat terakuluk, which that's a general halacha in old Torah, where a person does not bring a karmachatas unless he finds out that he sinned, like kachashim, therefore that's not being counted. Right, it's really eight, but he's not counting that which is always the halacha. Of course, you have to know it to end. We're only counting those which are unique, which are the four that are the yediyas b'tchilah. Continuing on these halachas, regarding this halach of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Boy Rav Papa, Papa asked, let's say, Nelmu Memeno Hilchis Tumah. Let's say, he forgot about the halachas of Tumah, meaning when he was touching the sheretz. He knows he's touching a sheretz, but he doesn't know that it's tummy. What is it? What's wrong with touching a dead bug? Ma, what's the halacha? So the Gemara clarifies, Hey Chedami, what's the case talking about? Ilem and Delo Yada, I sheretz tummy, I tzvardeya tummy. If it's talking about where he doesn't know if a sheretz makes a person tummy, which is one of the eight shrots I mentioned in the Torah, or if a frog makes a person tummy. For example, he doesn't know the difference between a tzav and halta, which frog, toad, there's different types, which it's similar to a frog, but it's really a sheretz. So he thinks, frog, it doesn't know the difference. He thinks it doesn't make a person tummy. If that's the case where you're saying he doesn't know the halachas of tumah, and that says the Gemara will zil kari beiravu. What do you mean? Go any school child learn in cheder the pasuk meyikra that says achilid va'achber va'atzav. Everyone knows what's the eight primary shrotzim, and that's a basic foundation that the Gemara is assuming and presuming that a person knows, and therefore that's not considered a total lapse of awareness. In contrast, the Gemara is saying that it means to say that this guy knew that this was a sheretz. It's just that when he ate the carbon and he forgot about when he first touched the sheretz, it means he did have a yediyah initially because he learned this in cheder in second grade. Then he forgot about it. But when he finds out at the end that, oh, that was a sheretz that became tummy, he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara assumes that that can't be Rav Papa's question. That's obvious. Every school child knows that halacha. That doesn't mean you never knew. You knew. When you touched it, you forgot. And then when you find out later, it's considered yediyah, halom and yediyah. Rather, the Gemara says his question was, Lo'ilum de'yada b'tumah sheretz. The guy knows that there's halacha of the sheretz making tumah. And he knows that this is the type of thing that could transmit tumah. But a kugoyin did not go be kadosh. We're talking about where he touched a lentil-sized piece of it. The lo yado kadosh imitame ilimitame. He doesn't know if a lentil size transmits tuma or not. My, what's halacha? So the Gemara explains his question. Kiven the yad the mitame sheretz b'am. Since he knows that a sheretz, a dead bug, one of the eight things mentioned in the Torah, does transmit tuma. So yadihi, it's considered an awareness, and therefore it's considered like as if he initially knew, that and then he forgot, and then he finds out later. So therefore he's going to be chayav karban al yared. A dilma, maybe, kiven the kadosh lo yad the imitame ilo imitame. Since he never knew if a lentil size transmits tuma or not, so halamehi. That means to say he was always unaware of that. In other words, he didn't have a yidi b'tchila. He never knew that ever. So he only finds it afterwards. Really? There was a problem? I never knew that. No one ever taught me that. So therefore, it's not going to be considered that he'll be chayv karban el b'yared because he only has yidi b'saif. So the Gemara take a let it stand. That question is unresolved. Similar question. Bayer b'yirmi. It says, Ben Bavel, a Babylonian person who knows that there's a temple in Yerushalayim, but he doesn't know where it is. Sha'ala l'Eretz Yisrael, he goes up to Eretz Yisrael, v'nele mimenu mokar mikdash, and he's unaware of the, he has the lapse of awareness regarding the place of the mikdash, and he goes into the temple in a state of impurity. Now, what's the halacha? That, do we say that, okay, he knew about the temple initially, he has a yedi b'tchila, or maybe, that this that it says in the Mishnah, that nele mimenu mikdash, that he forgets, he has a lapse of awareness regarding the mikdash, that's only with someone that but initially recognized it, and he knew about it. Here this guy never knew where the place was, so is that considered yedi or not? So the Gemara asks, Aliba de Man, wait, according to which Tana are you asking your question? If you're asking according to Rebbe Kiva, seemingly, who says that you need to have an initial awareness regarding the mikdash, well, hole mechava al hal mikdash. But it doesn't hold that there's a liability regarding the lapse of the knowing where the mikdash is. He only holds it's on helim tuma, not on helim mikdash. And Eliyahu Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechayev Halal Mikdash, and if you hold that it's like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that there is a liability, even if you don't forget that you tell him to forget the place of the Mikdash, but Holei B'Yidi B'Tchila. But he doesn't hold that you need to have an awareness in the beginning, as the Gemara says later on, at the end of this parak, on Daf Yud Tesem Beis. So who's this exactly like, that you're wondering, regarding forgetting the Makam HaMikdash, if it's considered that he had a Yidi B'Tchila or not? So the Gemara late Tzrichi, right, it wouldn't be either according to Rebbe Kiva or Bishmol. Rather, it would be necessary the question of Liba the Rebbe, who he says in the first discussion, in the first parakin of Dalam and Aleph, that the Bo Yedi B'Tchila, he holds that you do need to have Yediyah in the beginning, and the Mechayev al HaLamikdash, and he does hold that the liability, which is like the Tana of our Mishnah, that you need to have Yediyah B'Tchila and B'Saif, and also that you're liable even if you don't forget that you tell me, but you forget, like we said, Shein Arba, you forget the Makam HaMikdash. Moreover, the reason why it has to be like Rebbe is because V'amar, Rebbe says, Yediyas beis rabbi shma yediya, that even if a person doesn't know right now that he touched this thing that's tummy, he didn't know about this right now, but what he learned as a cheder boy, a school child, that's considered that he knew. And that when he touched it, although he was unaware then, that's not considered always that he never knew. It's considered then a halama, and then later on finding out is yediya, halama, and yediya. My, what's the halacha? As Gemara explains the question. Since this guy knows, who lives in Bavel, he knows there's a temple in the world, so yadihi. So that's considered that he always knew that there's a Beis HaMikdash. Now that he didn't know exactly where it is, we call that a halama. And then when he finds out, that's yadihi at the end, which is going to be chayav karban el b'yared. Idilma, or maybe, kiven de mekayma lo yadalei. Since he never really knew, ever, where the place of the actual mikdash is, so halamehi, that's considered that it was always unaware of to him. In other words, that he never had yediyah b'tchila. Now, moreover, Rashi addresses and says that this cannot be compared to what we said before regarding yediyah space rabbi in regards to halacha, that every cheder boy learns about what type of shrutz that makes a person tummy, because over there he learned that a sheretz makes a person tummy. So therefore, when he touched the bug, he knows that he touched a sheretz, but he just doesn't remember that he would become tummy by touching this bug, meaning he knows all the variables, he just didn't connect the dots. There we say that since he had learned about that someone who touches a sheretz becomes tummy, and moreover, he knows that he touched the sheretz, that's not considered that he never knew about it. That's considered that he had a yediya, then a lama, and then the yediya at the end. In contrast, the reason why we're asking the question over here, this guy never knew the Makam HaMikdash, he never knew where the place is. So therefore, that's not considered that he had already this idea as a cheder boy, as having yediyas beis rabbi, and therefore maybe it's considered a halama, and therefore he should not be chayav karban al b'yared because he never had yediyah b'tchila at all. Or do you say that no, he knew there's a mikdash and therefore that's considered enough of a idea of mitzchila? So the Gemara take it, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in this situation if it would be chayav karmenel v'yared or not.